USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is dismissing a whistleblower complaint as partisan and ridiculous.
Always appropriate, at the highest level, always appropriate. And anything I do, I fight for this country. I fight so strongly for this country. It's just another political hack job.
The president speaking at the White House to reporters while welcoming the Prime Minister of Australia to the White House. Deadly flooding continues in southeast Texas. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
After over 1,500 high water rescues in the Houston area because of heavy rains and flooding from Tropical Depression Imelda, officials are telling people to just stay put.
We need folks to stay off the road. If you're uncomfortable at work or somewhere else where you were stuck, you'll be a lot more uncomfortable on the side of the road. It's very dangerous.
That's Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Members of Congress are still waiting to hear what kind of gun reforms President Trump might support. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, tells Fox News people who are expecting President Trump to support a crackdown on legal gun ownership shouldn't hold their breath.
Clearly, the president wants to do what he can to stop school shootings, to stop mass shootings, but he also is a strong supporter of those fundamental Second Amendment rights.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced on Friday that he will end his bid for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination.
So getting out there, being able to hear people's concerns, address them with new ideas, has been an extraordinary experience. But I have to tell you at the same time, I feel like I've contributed all I can to this primary election. And it's clearly not my time, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign. And I'm going to keep speaking up for working people.
De Blasio was speaking there on MSNBC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Contract talks between General Motors and the UAW are expected to continue through the weekend and possibly beyond. UAW President Terry Dittus says that while there has been some progress, there are still some big issues that remain unsolved. Insurance costs, a way for temp workers to gain permanent status, and profit sharing are among the primary sticking points. Nearly 50,000 union members walked off the job at GM plants Sunday at midnight. On Monday, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer sported a neon green ruffled shirt as he danced to the Spice Girls song Spice Up Your Life on Dancing with the Stars. Well, the outfit went viral, and Spicer announced on Friday on Fox News that he will be auctioning off that famous shirt for a charity.
I'm really not sure it has many other purposes, so I'm good to let it go for a good cause. And that's what we're doing today. There's two causes that are near and dear to me. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, which take care of caregivers for injured service members, and the Independence Fund that provides tracked wheelchairs to those injured service members. And so we're going to auction the shirt off. Someone might want a great Halloween costume. Halloween's just around the corner. You might be a huge Dancing with the Stars memorabilia collector, whatever it is. If you go to Spicer Arnold today, or Lindsay Arnold's my partner. Spicer Arnold's our campaign site. If you go to that today, there's a bid on that. You can go to the charity site and to make a donation, or a bid rather. And then whatever proceeds we get, we're going to split them and donate them to both the Yellow Ribbon Fund and the Independence Fund.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.